Blog Talk Radio.
I am your co-host, Rose Fullhart, and this is Angelic Realms Radio Tuesday Show. Along with my beautiful co-host, right, Vivian Aubin, and also Fiona Millar, which they're new to the show, which is great. I'm so happy they're here. So today's show has been changed a little bit. We were going to do the Power of Three today, but we decided we got this great guest, and we wanted to bring her on. So I'm going to bring the ladies on right now, Vivian and Fiona, and we're going to let Fiona tell us all about our guest today, okay? So, Fiona, Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Rose.
Hi.
Hello, listeners.
Hi.
Yes, and hello to all our listeners. Thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate that. And I'm going to just step in and introduce our guest today. And our guest today is Natalie Anderson, and she's a psychic medium and an animal communicator. So I'm just going to go through and say how I happened to stumble upon this amazing woman. Developing my own mediumship, she was putting on a gallery through Zoom and to do readings. And so I decided I was going to join in. And I was just so blown away with her presence, how she read. I was totally mesmerized with her. And so anyways, I let her know how I felt about her. And so we started to chat a bit. And then we took a trance class together. And then I found out that she could do, animal communication. And I had just lost my very, very special barn cat, Viva. And she so graciously sent me a video. She just did a reading. She connected in with Viva. And I mean, you know, the evidence was just undeniable. It was just amazing. So, you know, then I talked with her more, and she said that she was actually putting her course online to do pet communication. And I thought, well, I'm into pets, and I feel like I can communicate at some level with them. But so I took her course, which, people, it's amazing. The first class, I mean, we went into this lady's house and online, and what we saw, I mean, I still have memories of that. It was just absolutely amazing. And then all of a sudden, Natalie decided that she was going to start to mentor people for pet communication. And so I was in, I stepped in. And so she's an amazing teacher, that to work with, and in her day life she is a school teacher, so it comes from her background. And when you see her on Zoom, I mean, she's got all these amazing animals that they intermingle with us while we're doing Zoom. And she also fosters, I don't know how many beautiful cats that you've taken in and looked after. So to me, Natalie is high on my status. So I am so excited you're here, Natalie, and please come and tell us who you are and what you're all about so everybody can experience Natalie Anderson.
Thank you so much, Fiona. That was such a sweet introduction. I have chills all over.
I don't even know where to start. I do want to start off just by thanking you, lovely ladies, for inviting me here today. It truly, truly is so exciting for me and touches my heart in order to be here. And I want to say thank you, and I hope that my New York accent doesn't get in the way, and I hope that I don't talk too fast, so if I do, just ask me to slow down, because it does, you know, the New York in me does come out. But
yes.
Where I'd like to start off, I know that you said, Fiona, like, where did this all come from? I believe you asked.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, as a child, I was raised with a family that we just always had animals around. We were always rescuing, always saving. And I always used to watch TV and say, I just want to be able to understand them. I want to be able to be the voice for them. And I always wanted this. And then I went to school to be a teacher. And, you know, I said, I still felt like I love the children, but I felt like something was missing. And literally on Facebook, something popped up and it said an animal communication class. And for
wow.
me, it was like this. Yeah, for me, it was like this class was created for me. And I went, and what's funny is that when I was on my way there, I got lost. And for a moment, I thought to myself, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should just turn around and go home. And I am so grateful that that started everything for me. It literally jump-started my spiritual life.
Wow. So even before you went into your mediumship, that this was your first real step into that almost spiritual stepping into the journey.
Yes, it was. It absolutely was.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which was amazing for me.
Yes, yes. So I want you to, can you explain to us why do so many people have a tough time communicating in almost reading their own animals? What do you see from there?
You know, through my observation, through my experience working with so many people, we have such a connection with our animals, and we have
yes.
so much love for our animals that we
yes.
get in our own way. And we know so much. So sometimes we get in our head and we say, oh, no, I couldn't have heard that because I know that already. Or sometimes we just have so much pressure on ourselves that we create that
right.
we just get in our own way. Yeah, and we get in our own way. That's truly the way I feel about that. I feel that through time and through practice and experience and truly surrendering to expectations, that's when all of a sudden you see that your animals are communicating with you.
Right.
You know, it was just a matter that we have to get out of our own way.
Well, and I mean, I know for myself right now, I've inherited my mother's dog, and Charlie's 12 years old, and I know that he keeps, sometimes he'll be on the couch, but he'll use his paw, and I'm not really sure. I know he's wanting something, but I'm not quite sure what he's communicating to me. And so, you know, and I've taken your course, and I'm going, but I sometimes find it's easier for me to look at somebody else's pet and figure out what's going on than it is my own personal, because I've got that somehow attachment to it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so what do you suggest with, you know, how to learn to do this, begin that relationship with animals? How do you suggest somebody start to step in, to figure out how do I read Charlie? Like, how would I go and do something like that?
I think the number one most important thing in animal communication to start off with is working with your spirit animal guide. So I feel that we're still
yeah.
wanting to connect directly with the animal immediately. And
right.
the spirit animal guide is right there with us saying, hey, I'm right here. I could help you. I could help you and I could teach you, because that's what they're there to do. So if anyone was wanting to start or maybe has started and feels like they're stuck somewhere, I would go back to my spirit animal guide and say, hey, listen, I need your help. Can you help
right.
me? Because that's why they're there. So that's truly
right.
what I feel. I think the initial start is there. And there's, you know, we have more than one, you know, and they, some of them come in and out of our lives. But the most important thing is to build that relationship with them, so that they could help us, fulfill our soul purpose, and we could help them fill their journey also in their purpose.
Right. Well, and it's just, you know, that brings us to my next question of, do you believe that animals have a purpose here on Earth like the humans do?
Absolutely. I truly feel that. I feel that every single animal that crosses our path for a reason, whether it's in our lives or in someone else's lives or maybe a story that we read in Facebook, but they do have a purpose here. And their purpose is either to teach us, to heal us. There's many different purposes that they have. And people always ask, like, you know, we had fostering a kitten that we have, one of our kittens we lost. And I remember my daughter asking me, like, Mom, why would we be brought a kitten that's going to die when we're trying
right.
nothing but to help? And I remember saying to her, because this was the kitten's purpose, and we never know why this kitten chose to be with us and what lessons it wanted us to learn and what this kitten is doing for us on the other side. And I truly
right.
feel that this kitten is here in order to help us grow and with us on the other side, guiding us through our path.
Yes, I agree like that. And it's hard for people to really understand that because, and I know I've said that to people that when your pet is, you know, died and crossed over, you've reached that level in your own development that they've done their part in where they've brought you to. And so now it's up to you whether or not you get another pet or not, or, you know, I've been in the same position of with losing my barn cat because Ziba was extremely special to me, the unusual cat. When, you know, when she was, you know, having health problems, the vets couldn't believe how they said, wow, this is an amazing cat for a barn cat. But it's that time and that love that I put in. There was just something about her. But recently I'm starting to get that urge again that I'd like another cat again. So, I, you know, and it's hard for people to understand because there, as you say, there's such love, that people have. And I know from you, getting me to read for people and your mentoring with me, I mean, it's just, it was so heartbreaking for, you know, that connection that people have. So, I just kind of, that's kind of how, what I've gotten from everything. And I'm totally honored in, you know, I watch you, and if you can join, Natalie has a Facebook group that you can join, and just some of the stuff that you come on and you do. And I thought it was fabulous that you ended up, you've got a new foster cat with you, and because the cat wasn't used to being touched, that you used your other cat's tail to start to touch. I mean, to me, that was brilliant. And I'm going, Natalie, how do you learn those sorts of techniques of just of doing that? Like, I'm going, man, that's brilliant.
It was brilliant, but if you look at the video, he's giving me the evil eye on the side going,
I know
what you're doing, lady.
I know, but guess what? But he allowed you, and then your other cat that sat there and was kind of looking at you going too, but was fine with it. And I just thought there was that, you know, that communication and what was happening going on. So to me, watching that, and I'm going, it's to watch those kind of videos and see what's been done, and to see the pictures that you've posted about animals that you've gone out to farms with and you've worked with, and to see the difference in how you communicate, to me is just amazing. I just hope that I can, you know, step into to the level that you are. I mean, you're kind of up on my pedestal here that I'm looking to go into, to you know, step forward with. So, and I guess, you know, what I'm going to ask you now, so for anyone that's listening right now, and if they were going to walk away with one message from you from today, what would that actual message be?
That message would be, you know, we try to make such a difference so fast, And what I always tell myself is, if I do a little bit every day to make a difference in animals' lives, it's a lot more important, and I get a lot more out of it than doing a lot just someday. So if we just
right.
take it one day at a time, it makes
right.
a huge difference.
Right.
And that's truly where my heart is. Every day, just every day doing that little bit and letting it add up, then waiting for
wow.
that one day.
Yes.
True.
That's amazing. And I kind of wanted to ask you also, so I know with your pet or animal communication classes, you originally did them in person in your area, and you had people that brought in different animals for your students to learn and communicate with. So how did you do that transition? How did you feel about and prepare to do that transition to teaching online so that you could actually come out and touch, like I'm in Western Canada, you're in Eastern USA. So how did you do that transition, or what came, or how did you come to that point to be able to do that?
That's a great question. I still teach my in-person here in New York. And what I kept hearing was, I kept hearing from Spirit, there's so much more. There's so much more. And I kept saying, like, what more? Not understanding, like, what more do you want me to do? Like, what else can I do? Please help me. And then I kept hearing, we need you to touch others around the world. And that's when I realized, wait a minute, I need to go online and do this. And then I started teaching the course online. And then I heard, we still need you to do more. And that's when I opened up my one-on-one mentorship, which I have to say, yes. And the initial course, the introduction course, is a great foundation, because
right.
then the one-on-one mentorship is where I truly get to see the growth, and I truly get to push people outside the box, and I truly
yes.
get, you never know what animal you'll be reading.
Yeah.
And I think you remember, Fiona, you wouldn't know if you
yes.
were reading a dog, a cat, a horse, a pig. You know, you didn't know what was going on, which is great
yeah.
because then it's giving the power to everyone else.
Well, and I
you
think
know,
my biggest thing was for me is even I was shocked at even understanding that the difference between, you know, through a picture, has this
mm-hmm.
has this animal crossed, or is it still alive? That was somewhere I had to go in and get that information. And I was absolutely surprised. Yeah, you surprised me all along. Like when I was with you, but I think it's your energy. When you were mentoring me, I must admit that I feel like, because you're such high vibrational energy, that you kind of picked up. Because I, you know, after, you know, I did a couple, I'm going, wow, this is easy. Yeah, kind of going, but then it was like I, you know, when we had to go and do them on my own, I'm going, I could tell the difference. You just give you something that it was easier to communicate, I just felt. But that was something that I know I needed to learn and step into, and is a process that I need to continue working on. But, I'm just, as I said, as you can tell, I'm just totally blown away by this woman, by all the things that she does as a psychic medium, plus this, you know, animal communicator. And she's, you know, she is a school teacher in the daytime, and she fits this all. It's like, to me, I can't say enough about you, Natalie. And I really, really would like people to get in touch with you if they have any sort of interest, you know, follow you on Facebook or whatever. So how can people actually get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. On Facebook, I have a Facebook page. It's Natalie New York Medium. And you could definitely follow my page. I do share a lot on there. I'm very open.
Yes.
I'm very honest. I'm very straightforward. Whatever I learn, I share with others. I also
yep.
have a group. I also have a group that's Animal Communication and Healing. You do not have to be an animal communicator or a healer to be a part of this group, but it is a lovely group where we literally
yep.
help each other out, support each other, if there's a missing animal, it's not just one of us trying to help. There's a ton of us trying to help, even if it's with helping with just prayers. Because what we don't realize is that prayers in numbers make a difference.
Yes.
So it's definitely, you can follow me on Facebook. That would be wonderful. I do Friday. I am holding Friday night. I am holding an online workshop, Introduction to Animal Communication. If anybody's interested, the information is on my book, on my page, absolutely, and that would be an introduction. But definitely, you know, I love to share. I look really silly and foolish on Facebook Live, but
no,
you do see the real me. You do see the real me. I think it was yesterday, I think Piper hit me with her paw on the face, you know, like basically telling me to be quiet, enough is enough, you know.
You
can definitely find me on Facebook. It is Natalie New York Medium on Facebook. And please follow me, like my page. Ask me questions or any topics you would like me to go into, because I love to share and I love to chat and I love to talk. And on my animal communication page, I actually do have a Meet Your Spirit Guide Animal meditation on there. That anyone who's part of the group is more than welcome to use. More than welcome.
Yes. Perfect. Well, and I'm wondering now, Rose, would you like to bring in, or Vivian, would you like to bring in some callers to see if they'd like to get a reading from Natalie?
Well, I think we have a few announcements to make, but as soon as we make those announcements, we can start taking calls. So,
Perfect. Okay,
ladies, take it away. Fiona, what do you have for us?
Oh, well, I'm going to do the sale for angelpractitioners.com. And they're still extending their Valentine's sale because it has been extended. And so what that includes is there's two free workshops, and the workshops are Angels and Crystals of Love, and the second one is Love and the Law of Attraction. And so all the three core courses are just $97 each, and they're regular $197 each. So that's the Angel course, the Mediumship course, and the Tarot and Numerology course. So it's a pretty good way to step in and to step into seeing if this is what you want to do, to even just to understand more for your own personal self is a great way to do that. So I just basically go to angelpractitioners.com and then go, there's an information at the very end of the bar, there's an info thing, just hit there, click on there, and it will take you to where you need to go if you'd like to sign up or experience anything else. So there we go. Back to you.
Awesome. Okay, so Vivian, what do you have for us, honey? Upcoming show.
Okay, we've got our upcoming shows, yes. And on February 22nd, which is a Thursday, usually that's with Dax Carlisle and Suzanne Warnett. They're still in hiatus till March. They're setting things up, and Suzanne had moved back to the UK. And Sunday's show, that's February 25th, that's with your host, Bernadette Garvin. And she welcomes her special guest, Neetu Uberoi Palan. She's from Mumbai. And they're talking about the angelic joys of celestial living. This is how she lives her life. And she passes on to others as well. And I guess she does a free workshop and also helps a lot with healing the poor as well. So she's a great girl to listen in to as well. Those times for their shows are 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. UK, and 7 p.m. Ireland, which is where Bernadette is actually broadcasting from, is Ireland as well. So I'll be looking forward to hearing that show as well. So on Monday, on February 26th, that's with Maria G. Moss, Janice Fuchs, and Darks Carlisle. They also will be returning in March as well. And then you're back with us, Rose, Joan, and me. And next on the 27th, and we're going to do the power of three and how it impacts our spiritual, emotional, and physical growth. And again, that's 12 p.m. Central, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 11 Mountain Standard Time. You know, Natalie, I do have to say, I just love hearing you talk, and it also brings such warmth to my heart, because I'm at my daughter's now, and there's this golden retriever that would actually whine for me to come upstairs because we just communicate so well. And, you know, I'm sure, Natalie, when you say that, sometimes we do without even really realizing. We just do communicate with them. Would you agree with that, Natalie?
Absolutely, 100%. And sometimes they know exactly what we're saying. We are just not listening to them.
Yeah. Oh, perfect, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done, Vivian. Go ahead.
No, that's, well, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, you know, it was funny because being a medium and a psychic and that, and my sister-in-law, Renee, and she loves animals, and she's in the chat room. I made sure I let her know that, and she texted me telling me that she's loving this show. So that's wanted me to tell you that, Natalie. And it's funny. She got a dog from the rescue pound and that, and she asked me, she said, Vivian, what do you think? And she didn't have the name. She said, what do you think his name is? And I says, well, I don't know. I said, you know, that's my first thing. I don't know, because I always think, well, things should just come, you know, in natural way. Not, I never think of asking, right, psychically. And I said, well, you know what? I get the name Henry. And we both kind of laughed. I says, well, you don't have to call him that. But you know what? To this day, he doesn't answer to any name other than Henry. So,
that's so wonderful.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing. Sorry,
go ahead. So they actually communicate like humans do. So is that correct, or do they have a certain lingo, the way they communicate? Because, like, when I'm doing a reading for, you know, mediumship reading, sometimes animals come through. And I'll, you know, they give me a message. Are they coming through the person, or are they coming through themselves and speaking? How's that working?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually love this question. What I have found is they come through. The person is the bridge that allows the animal to come through. With that said, sometimes the animal is the bridge that allows the person to come through. So I feel that they're connecting together.
How do you tell the difference?
It depends how I receive it and if the animal is here or if the animal is on the other side. If the animal is here, when I'm receiving the information, I actually feel my body as it's more dense or a heavier weight to it.
Okay.
And when the animals cross on the other side, I actually feel like I'm a little lighter. Also, sometimes they just tell me. But what people have to understand is that...
Go ahead. Is it a form of communication? I mean, is it... the reason I'm asking this question is I've talked to other animal communicators and asked them this actual question, and I'm just seeing, I just want to see the common thread there. So when the animal connects to you, say they're connecting to you and it's feeling lighter, so you feel that energy is a little bit different or a little lighter because they have crossed. Is it more of a basic understanding or more of a basic communication? Or is it...
When you mean basic...
Is it more of, like, the animals don't talk like we do. In other words, they don't talk verbally like we do. They bark, they carry on. Is
right.
the communication different if they come through a medium than it is if they're just speaking to you? Is it more basic an animal communication than it is human? That's what I'm asking.
Now, what I find with the animals is that they pull more on my emotions, actually, when they're communicating with me than the humans do. But they do, the animals do go through my reference guides and give me and use all of my clairs, just like the people
do.
So I feel like the animals communicate very similarly to the people.
Right. But you get more of an understanding if they're going through your clairs than you, if
Absolutely.
Any other way.
Absolutely.
I got
Absolutely.
It. Okay. That's why I asked it.
No, absolutely. But I can say that if I receive something clairaudiently, that could be my misinterpretation. That's where I find that I'll have to ask them more than once, okay, wait, show me. Or allow me to feel it as well, because sometimes with my clairaudience, I may be off.
Yeah.
So I find that's probably the most difficult with the animals. And I usually get in my own way.
Thank you, Natalie. I love diving deep into those questions.
that's great.
Every little
awesome.
Thing, every little thing works, right? So I can fine-tune what I have. So,
and what's great,
so ladies, oh, go ahead, Natalie, sorry.
What's great is once you get used to using it or communicating one way, they switch it on you.
Well, yeah, that's how.
Just,
work.
Just be ready.
we're gonna prepare you for everything here. Kind of what spirit does. Okay, we're gonna switch it here, and we're gonna do this. So you know how to do this, and you know how to do that. And that's the way it works, isn't it?
absolutely,
beauty of
all
spirit.
All forms of communication. it's always a party with spirit, you know. So, ladies, with that all being said, do we want to take some calls?
Should we take a caller?
Sure.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Okay, so this is area code 412. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking me today.
How are
you're
you?
You're welcome.
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. How are you, ladies?
Good. Who?
Doing
what's your
well.
Name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, wonderful, Mandy. So, what's your question?
I was interested in the. What is it? Just one question or a mini reading? What were you guys doing?
Mini reading, honey. Mini reading or a question?
Okay.
If you have a question.
All right. I guess my question would be on some type of any type of clarity that you could pick up on between my son's father and I. His name is Chad. As far as the next form of communication, again, or anything that comes in that may be more important.
Okay, so you want to know basically what's going to go on with him?
Yes, with my son's father.
Okay.
Like, I'm confused. I'm getting mixed messages right now, no matter, like, where I turn. It's just I feel like I'm going around in a, you know, around in a circle.
Okay, I'll give you what I'm getting, and then ladies, if they have anything, they can also give you what they're getting. But I do feel like his intentions are good as far as his child. I feel like he wants to take care of him. You know, so if he's telling you that, I definitely feel like this, you know, even if you're not together, that this can grow and you can work together to take care of him. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, exact opposite's going on.
Oh, he's not taking care of him.
No, ma'am, not at all.
But I think his intentions are good that he does want to take care of him. He really does feel that way. Maybe he's not. And I think there is a possibility that that could grow in that direction. Because that's what I'm actually picking up. So keep an open mind about it. And maybe, you know, keep an open mind about it and just see what happens.
Yeah, most
because
definitely
I
have, but I
because
feel like
this
my...
is something that you've been, right, I get it.
Right, my faith in him and wanting the best, it keeps getting my son and I hurt. So it's
your
like
faith
when
and your
you
kids getting your son and her, right? But I think what he is telling
exactly
you.
Yeah, because I don't want to give up. But he says one thing and shows me another, so it's just exhausting.
It's the exact
at this
opposite.
Point.
Right.
And if it's always going to be that way,
I get that you're asking yourself when this is going to stop. But like I said,
it's best just to stay away then and blow hot air. If you're not going to, like,
probably,
you know.
So you know the answer to your own question. But that's what I was picking up, is that his intentions are good. You know what I mean? In other words, he intends to help. Maybe he's not doing it. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like conditions will get better. All right? So whatever you decide to do, that's your choice, you know.
Right.
That's just basically what I was getting, though. Ladies, are you getting anything? Let's see what the ladies have to say here.
Sure. Appreciate it.
I'm going to step in because I just wanted to say, Mandy, that I'm almost getting is your own internal, like, and I wrote down, you know, torment that you're feeling inside of you, that you're feeling it's this internal that's happening for you. And really, what I'm being shown is for you to be to let that inner turmoil. You can't change somebody else. So just
no.
let it be what it is. And so you just do the best that you can do with your son and try to help to make things smooth. But you can only do so much. I mean, you can't,
yes.
you know, change. And so that, to me, once you learn to accept that for yourself, then you're going to be calmer. You're not going to have that inner crap going on inside of you. And you're going to be a better parent with your
well,
son.
The thing is, not to interrupt you, I already feel that way more than once. And being
okay.
a better frame of mind all way around. And then, poof, the cat reappears on the porch. The other
well,
person, so when he comes, it brings
yeah.
back, you know, the feelings
yeah.
that are suppressed, and then he says everything you want to hear for myself and for the child. So it's just setting us up to feel hurt again instead of just letting us go forward and stay forward if you can't keep your word.
Well, and that's a process that's that inner torment that I'm feeling from you that
mm-hmm.
I'm getting. And so you just have to let that go. And basically when that person comes, you know what it's about. So whether or not you decide to listen and to hear it and to do whatever, it's really about you and deciding what's best for you and your son as to what to do. And, you know, that's the choices that you need to make. And, of course, and you have to decide what works best for you. And I don't think, you know, you can ask anybody really with the future, because I think the future right now is so indecisive, because that's what you're feeling at. Because I'm, you know, we're reading your energy field. And because
mm-hmm.
that torment is there, I'm getting that play for you. Personally, what I'm, you know, picking up is that you really just need to go on and just, he will be there if he needs to be there. You live your life. Don't change your life. Don't count on anything. If something happens and it works out, great. If it doesn't, you just keep on going and you live your life with your son the best that you can do as a parent. And if it works, it doesn't. If it, you know, and so that's going to be a learning experience that your son's going to be seeing and understanding, and yourself to see, for yourself to even to look at what kind of a man are you even attracting. So once I feel like you flip this, you will have opportunities in that area of your life that could give
right.
you exactly what you're needing or desiring in your life.
I agree, Fiona. I think that was wonderful the way you put that, because that's, you know, I felt like his intentions are very good. He wants to help, but maybe he's not doing that. And if he's not doing that for her to take over, that's great advice, you know, because I do see things prospering. That doesn't necessarily mean with him either. That just means things prosper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what I, you know, that's why I said what I said. So I think you explained that perfectly. Really, honestly, that's what we're both getting. So I hope that helped you, honey.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies, for taking my call
All
this
right.
afternoon. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Next Bye. Caller.
Okay. Let's go to the one that's been holding the longest again here, and that's almost an hour. So this is area code 949.
Wow.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Dee Dee. And thank you for waiting Hi. So long, honey. We get to talking, and it's quite a while before we get to you, but thank you so much for hanging in there. Dee Dee, do you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading? And that's it.
I would like a mini reading, and I would like to utilize the expertise of your animal communicator.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Natalie, take it away.
Hey, I have four animals, three dogs and a cat. And my cat has been acting really strange lately. I'm not sure if he's not feeling good. I mean, he's still eating, but I get the feeling that something is off with him. And I was wondering if maybe the animal communicator, Natalie, could take a look and see what's going on. Hello.
Are you there now?
Oh, okay.
Are you there, Natalie?
I think we lost her or keep losing her. Is she on mute? Natalie, are you on mute? She was here just a second ago.
Huh.
Yeah.
You could hear me? Okay. I think
we were both
muting and unmuting each other. I think unmute. I think it went back and forth. Sorry about that. Dee Dee,
I figured you were muted.
Oh. Yeah, I went back and forth. I think you were unmuting and I was muting back and forth. So, Dee Dee, can you hear me now, hon?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I was asking, first I'm looking in your household and I'm looking around, and I want to ask, who is the M that's close to you, the M around you? Because I am feeling an M around you.
That would be my cat. Yeah.
Your cat. Okay, good. Perfect, mm-hmm. Because that's what I need. So when I am looking around, I am reaching in. I do see that I am very observant, so I am the type of cat that will stay actually up a little higher and watch what's going on and know what's going on. Can you understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now also as I'm going to continue on, I'm just going to give you a little bit of evidence because I do feel like I want to say I'm getting the significant number of seven, significant of seven. So I'm not sure where the seven comes in. And I do know that if I am looking at a calendar seven, I could go to six, I could go to eight, but that's it. So if you give me a nine, I'm going to tell you no, but I feel like seven is significant for me as well. And if you can't connect with that right now, it's okay, but I want you to hold on to it. So as I'm chiming in also as well, I do feel like there has been a change in my environment. So I feel like I'm a little bit stressed right now because there's been a change. Can you understand a change around your home?
Yes. My daughter just gave birth in August, and my grandson will come and visit. Yeah, so maybe that's
congratulations.
What thank you.
Okay, so that definitely is. So I feel like it's just getting used to the change of the environment. So I don't feel like there's anything negative physically going on with your cat. I feel like it's more of change and just learning how to deal and cope with it. So if I were to suggest anything at all, I would suggest, you know, animals hear us. They understand us. They know what's going on. So with saying that, I would just like to suggest that when the baby is coming, with congratulations, by the way, I don't want to forget to say that. I want to make sure that I say that.
Thank you.
Just to let your cat know, hey, guess who's coming to visit? You know, guess who's coming to visit? Because I think that's what it is. And I think also because I'm feeling a lot of energy around the dogs as well. So I feel like when the baby does come and does visit, that the energy in the home, not a negative energy, I don't want to say negative at all, I feel like it's excitement. And it's joy, but it, like, whoosh, comes really quickly. So I feel like the house gets overly excited, and I think that's just what it is. So I think it's just getting used to the new environment. Okay?
Okay. All right. Because I have an Aussie also, my little dog here, and he also kind of reacts weird as well. So I don't know. It's funny to watch. I don't know if they get a little jealous or, that, like you said, they're just excited.
I think it's a little bit of both, to tell you the truth. But I think it's also like the not understanding of the change. That's what I think it is as well.
Okay.
I don't lean as much to the jealousy as I do as much to the excitement. Also, I feel like the Aussie is very, how do I say this? Like, I teach special ed. So when I teach my kids, I know which kids can't focus on one thing because I might be a little bit ADHD, and I feel like my Aussie is the same way as well. So I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, he sees a squirrel and he's like, squirrel, baby, house, hello, you know, like that whole
yes,
thing.
Yes.
So I feel like that's going on as well.
Yeah, he's all over the place constantly. Yeah.
Good luck. No, I'm just kidding. That's great, though. That's really
you know,
great.
It's been going on for quite some time. When he was a baby, we asked the vet, how long are we going to have to go through this, you know, this hyperactivity? And he says, well, probably till he's around 7.
Oh, there's my number 7.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. There's my number 7. Thank you for that.
Yeah, but we love him so much. He's our little boy, our little fur boy.
And I do feel that they all know that they're loved and they all know that they're catered to. And I feel like you do spoil them.
Yes,
and that
I
you do.
Do
give them little treats every once in
all
a while, little things that
yeah.
they shouldn't have. So,
I know.
You know, they're grateful
yep.
for that, though. They're very grateful
I
for that.
I know. They're very spoiled. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
okay.
in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you for calling. Yeah,
thanks
I have to
calling.
Agree.
Can you?
I have to agree. Awesome to like that. Aussies are like that. They're very hyperactive. And I have one, and I've had one, you know, before also. And I notice that mine are that way. They're preoccupied a lot of times, but they do settle down. Hello?
Hello,
yes.
I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, nobody's
here.
Responding. It's like somebody has to respond there. Somebody has to respond. I know I talk to myself sometimes, but not on the radio. So, okay, ladies, would we like to take another call?
Sure.
Sounds good. This caller has been almost for another hour as well. So it's area code
wow.
251.
Okay,
oh, hello.
Area code 251. Hello.
Hello. Yes, this is 251.
Yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Claudia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Claudia from Alabama. Do
Hi.
You have a question, or would you like a mini reading?
Well, I do have a question. I have two cats, Annie and Kitty, and they're about, let's see, human age, like 14 or 15. What's going on with those cats? These two cats. They're
okay, so. And what's funny is Claudia, once you start chatting with cats, I just want to give you the little warning that I give people is that once we start, we don't stop. So if you start to listen to your cats, they're going to start to drive you crazy. Because I feel like these two cats entertain each other. And I feel like they like things to drive you crazy for their entertainment purposes. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
I feel like you also look at them and you'll say to them, no, 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 no. And they'll do it anyway as they're watching. I do feel that they're there to make you laugh. So when we talk about an animal's sole purpose and an animal's purpose, they truly are there because I feel like every once in a while you lose your laughter, if you could understand what I mean by that. It's like every once in a while you may lose that joy inside, and they're the ones who will kind of stick it to you so that you find it again. I feel that they're very loyal to you. I feel like they like to be around you at all times, and they observe you very closely. But I do feel like while you feel that you chose them, that they actually chose you because they knew that they could help you through your journey of life. And that's the way they're making me feel. Through their behaviors, are they indoor outdoor cats?
They're a combination. I don't let them out like outside the front door. They're outside in the yard, and but they're indoor outdoor that way. And
because that's
Annie,
what I felt. That's
okay. Annie is following my husband around everywhere. She follows him around everywhere. If he leaves the house,
and
she has to go out in the yard. I'm not sure what's going on with her.
Yeah, it's definitely a connection there. There's definitely a heart center connection, I have to say. There definitely is.
Yeah.
And does your husband, does he have like an ache in his legs, like his hip area?
Well, I do. I'm the one that has
you
to
do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, because they're talking to me about that. So they're talking to me about working with that pain in the hip area. So I feel like they're doing that as well, to work with that area as well, because as they're a part of you, they're to entertain you, they're to bring joy to you, they're to watch over you, they're also there to heal you, and that's what they're trying to do as well. I feel like one more than the other is trying to heal you, one more than the other, but I feel like they are working together to try to help you with that hip area.
Oh, wow.
And also your knees. Are your knees also bothering you? And I don't want to put it out there, it's still bothering you.
Yeah,
your knees and your hip.
Yeah,
your husband's
hip.
Knees. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's
and
what they're bringing me to. So I feel like they're really working very hard, trying to heal you and your husband, to help each other, to help you guys out, to help you guys move forward.
Hmm. Right. We may be moving.
Okay.
I hope they don't get all crazy about that. We may have to move.
If you
to
share that
day.
With them. It's very interesting how animals can understand while moving or change is very difficult. When you do share with them and you do change, you do explain it over time, they actually do a little bit better than expected, which is how they feel or how they go ahead. But it's just a matter of sharing with them. And keeping them in the house as well. When you move to one spot, one place to another, keep them inside for a period of time, because they are very curious and they get into things. So I feel like there were also times where they would be outside and you would call them and they would take their time to come back.
Yeah.
So I feel that they are very curious. So you just have to watch them as well.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds fair enough. So,
Well, I wish you all the luck with them.
Yeah, they are healers, definitely. Yeah, I feel that.
Thank you, caller, for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Natalie, can I ask you a question real quick?
Of course.
Since I'm sitting here listening and I'm thinking, wow, she's amazing. So, I want to ask you, I have a cat, and I'll make this real quick because we have lots of callers. I have this cat, and she actually, my son's cat. He found her when she was a kitten in the bushes outside his house, and she was declawed. And this cat has emotional problems, really bad emotional problems. Her name's Sheba, and she's very to herself and doesn't really like people. And I've tried everything to get close to her, and I have a real hard time with her. So could you tell me what's going on with her?
Let me tap in with her and just say that I feel like abandonment. So I feel like I did not get out and get lost, and somebody, you know, my owners couldn't find me. I feel like I was left out on purpose.
Yes, I believe that.
And I feel like I was left out on purpose, and I'm holding on to the fear that I had experienced during that time. I also feel like I tried to climb, move, walk, but I couldn't. And I feel like I couldn't move, not because of anything physically wrong with me, but due to the fear froze me. So I feel that as well. I also feel that she also, as well, do you have a kitty condo, one of those things that I feel like I'm on top of something? So I don't feel like I'm lower
down.
She likes
to get, right, she does hide a lot when people come around. But if it's just me, like right now she's laying right next to me. But if it's just me, she's up. She wants to be up and observant of everything. Right?
Yep. And I'm feeling that she's up taking everything in because she does want to release that fear, but doesn't know how. So I feel like it's
the comfort
of holding. Right. And I think that's going to be, you know, you're going to laugh at what I'm going to say. I'm going to put this out there now.
No, I won't.
But
no.
Just like men, just like children, it's going to have to be showing her love through her stomach. And that's what I feel with her. It's going to have to be a little bit of cat treats and stuff like that in your hand as you sit still and allowing her to come to you. I know you do already, because I feel like you sit there and you do that. but I feel that it's right. going to be the smell, the switch of the smell that she associates with something that tastes good with your touch on top of it. So it's kind of like okay. retraining that brain. I hope that makes sense how I'm explaining it.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. She you know, she does respond to that. That's basically what I do with her. It's been so many years and she's just still very skittish and I feel for her. And that's why I wanted to ask that. But we have a lot of callers, so I guess I'll move on. Thank you so much for that, Natalie. It was just when you were talking about the other cat, she came to mind, so I thought I'd ask. So
you're
let's
welcome.
Move on to another caller then.
Okay, so we'll go to area code 704. You're on the air.
Melissa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sounded like Alyssa. Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm outside of North Carolina, just outside Charlotte.
North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
We could call us from all over. I like to ask.
A mini reading's fine.
A mini reading
whatever.
For yourself? Or
for myself.
Your
Well, I do have a cat. He drives me insane. If you can tell me what goes on with him, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, Melissa?
I can, yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you're asking about your cat, and I do have to feel that as much as you say that he's driving you insane, I feel like he's a big part of your heart. So I feel like you really do truly care for him a lot. I feel like I have ruined furniture, so I am not deployed, correct?
No,
okay.
He's not.
So
yes, he has.
Okay. Okay, so you can understand that as well. I also see these very green eyes. So I feel like my eyes are very sharp and very, very beautiful. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
He's showing me his eyes. And I feel like, as well, is that he says, like, if you look into my eyes, you can read me, you can see me, you can understand me. So I feel like there is a very big connection with the two of you. I also, he's showing me, and correct me if he's showing me this the right way, but I feel like he's a bit of a ham where, well, I might say ham. You might say you have to see this because you wouldn't believe it. But he's showing me him actually putting his paw in his food and picking it up. So I feel like he has, okay, so you could understand this. So this is
and
my way of kind of showing you. Exactly. And you know, like the caller before I had say, oh, they're here for you and they're here to entertain you and make you laugh. I feel like he's more about himself and he's more about with the attitude of, you should feel lucky for being in my presence because I am just so gorgeous. I am just so wonderful. And watch what I can do. So he kind of makes me feel like he's a very self-fulfilled, arrogant little guy.
Oh, yeah.
who loves to do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. But he does say that he does, I feel like when I'm walking, that he'll go between your legs and almost trip you as well. And he's saying that's just excitement for him, and that's just an excitement thing. He just can't contain himself. So he's doing that just to, out of like, he sees you, and he's just like, you know, and just wants to run to you and get between you and just kind of greet you in a way. And then he'll walk away. He also tells me that he gets pet and he gets attention when he asks for it. So I feel like if you were to go over to him, he would kind of give you the cold shoulder in a way. But he does. He's also giving me the month of August as significant for you. So can you understand the month of August is significant, which would be an anniversary, a birthday, or a month of passing for someone very close to you in the family? Can you understand August?
My dad's birthday was in August. He's passed, and my brother's birthday is
in
August.
Okay. So here we go. So this is the way of the animals pull in your loved ones, whether they're on the other side or here, to just let you know that they're not alone. To give you love from dad, for dad to say happy birthday to you or happy birthday to your brother, I should say. You said your dad's birthday is in August and your brother's birthday, correct?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, so that's just their way of just saying, hey, dad is here as well. He wants to give a shout out to your brother, happy birthday, but he's not just there for your brother. He just want to kind of jump in and just say hello. So that's just the way that they kind of link on and see opportunity and pop right in. Also, your cat is also telling me something about a change as well for you. So have you recently had a change?
I
want to say maybe work-wise. Was there a small change?
Yes, there was a really toxic woman at work. She got fired Friday. So, you know, and I was like, ooh.
Okay. Okay, well,
here.
There you go. So, your cat actually is the one who showed me. And the way he shows me is just I see a circling. When I see the circling of your cat, I do see that means change for me. So I just want to say that he is acknowledging that there has been a change for you. So he just wants to acknowledge that as well. Okay, so I hope that helps you out somewhat and knowing that your animal is there for you. And does love you and does appreciate you and is a little bit on the mischief side.
Just a little bit. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're going to go to a question in the chat room right now. Sorry, Rose, go ahead.
Yeah. No. I was just going to say that was a great call. That was a great example of what we were just talking about. And that's beautiful. Beautiful reading.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you have a question in the chat room here. It says, from Carrie M., I keep hearing the name Michael. Can you tell me if he is a spirit guide, and if so, what he has to come to work with me on? And she will respond in the chat room as well.
Could you tell me that again? You were cutting out. Vivian, I didn't hear all that question.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear it all? Okay. The question is, keep hearing the name Michael. Can you tell me if he is a spirit guide? And if so, what has he come to work with me on?
Well, I feel like if you're hearing Michael, that is probably Archangel Michael trying to help her, giving her strength and helping her through whatever she's going through. That's what I would feel. I feel like she's been actually, she feels alone lately, and he's letting her know and giving her courage to move on to her life and not let things get her down. I definitely feel like she has definitely been feeling alone lately, and he's giving her courage and strength.
Yeah.
And she responds, she says, thank you. I was wondering if it was Archangel Michael.
It is. She knew it.
Perfect.
You can't deny his energy. It's so strong sometimes. You just feel it, you know, and you just know that's who it is. And he does help us with that. He helps us to have that courage to go on through anything that we're going through. So I definitely feel that's who that is. And I definitely feel like she's felt very alone lately. And so I hope that helps her to just keep communicating with him, you know, go into meditation and ask him to talk to you, see what you get. Right. So
she responds,
that's
I do feel his presence. Yeah, she feels them often around her, and she does feel his presence. There
right.
you go. That's awesome.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, perfect. So there's a question here for Natalie in the chat room. It's from Renee. It says, I have a question for Natalie. Are my animals that have passed over, do they still come around me?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like Renee has three that are very close to her that have crossed over. And I feel like her asking this question, she already knows the answer. Because I feel like not only does she sense and feel them at times when she's home, but there's been actually times where she's in shadows. And what she does is she sees it, turns away, and says, oh, no, I just made that up. So if I could deliver a message to Renee about anything at all, is that you're not making it up. You know they are around you. Mm-hmm. They love you very much, and you feel and know their presence is there.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. So... I imagine we have some more callers in the chat room.
Yes, so we'll go to caller now, 218, area code 218. You're on the air.
Hello,
218. Hi, thank you for – hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Samora, and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Samora, well, that's a pretty name. Okay, so Samora, do you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading from one of us ladies, or, you know, animal communication?
I guess I want to know if my cat Bernie is happy because he's in a new home, because we had two brothers. We got them from a breeder, and then one of them died, and Bernie was, like, alone, and he'd always want to play, and we'd come home, and we'd go to bed. So we had to find a new home for him, and we found another home with the same type of cat who also had lost his brother, and so now they're together. But I haven't gotten to visit yet, so I just want to know if he's happy.
Okay, Simone, thank you for that. So Bernie... I do want to say that I am seeing six, so I'm not sure if it's 6 months or he was 6 months old when you had to do this, but I'm hearing the number six with this with Bernie as well. I am feeling that he is very happy. He's very happy and wants you to know that he's very happy because I feel like you are putting a lot on yourself. So I'm feeling like your heart center is feeling a lot of pain and guilt, and you shouldn't. Because I feel that he is in a home where not only does he get around, I mean, he's like running around, jumping up, playing, having the time of his life. And I feel like you do have a connection with the new home that he is with, so that if you wanted to see pictures or ask about him, you could. So I do feel like there is that connection as well. Was he a Russian blue?
What is that? He's a Persian.
Okay, he's a Persian? Okay. So he's showing me happiness. I see him curling up. The other cat that he's with was also a male as well?
Yes.
Okay, because I see two males curling up together. So I feel like they're together. I feel like they spend a lot of time together. So while you may speak to the new owners and say, how are they doing? They might say, oh, they're ignoring me quite a bit because they're always together playing. I do want you to let go of the guilt that you feel because you feel like you have let him down and you have not. I also feel like you feel that you missed something with the other sibling that passed. And I don't want you to feel that either. I don't want you to feel that because what I'm seeing is the other sibling is also showing me and telling me that I get to see my brother have joy. It was just my path to take, and I don't want you to feel like you did something wrong or you missed something that you could have caught and stopped it. There was nothing that you could have done. So I do not want you to feel like you have done something wrong, okay? And I'm going to keep saying that to you because I feel like even though you feel it, you're not believing it within your heart center, and I want you to. I want you to believe it. And I also know that you have pictures of the two of them together, plus your boy that's adopted out. So I want you to know that we are aware of the pictures as well. So just know that when you look at those pictures, we're all by your side. Because I feel like you even have three other animals. I feel like there's other cats that have been in your life as well that are crossed on the other side too. And I feel like you have such tremendous love, and I want you to know that it's like an animal party on the other side around you. They're all rooting for you. They all believe in you. They all love you, and I want you to know that they all have faith in you. So please stop being so hard on yourself, you know, and know that not only is he happy, but also his sibling that was on the other side that you lost as well is very happy and actually enjoying what the experience is on the other side with your other animals. So they're all having a party over there. Okay?
Good. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey, for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. Natalie, beautiful again. Sure. Beautiful reading, honey.
Thank you.
Renee did answer us in the chat room. She says she does see them sometimes, Natalie. So she sees, right? So that's a beautiful thing. It's nice to know that your animals are still around you and watching over you.
Oh.
I know. I have a lot in spirit. So, okay. So with that all being said, so Do we want to take another caller, Vivian, or do we want to take a question in the chat?
Sure. Sure. It's interesting because Renee also just added, and I think it's a sentiment for everybody online. She says, hope that Natalie can come back on again.
Oh,
awesome.
Definitely.
Aww.
What a great, I was going to say, what a great guest you are. You're a great reader and a great guest, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
And
thank you for this opportunity.
This is right from the listeners.
No idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right
thank you to
listeners.
All the listeners, too. Thank you.
Yes,
this
of
is
course. Without them, we wouldn't have a show, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's, I'm sure, Natalie, even like, people ask me, do I have a pet right now? And I don't have a pet personally in my home, but I connect with my daughter's pet, with many pets, right? So, they're so dear to our heart. There's just, yeah. It's just, as you, with the last caller, you just saw how it, the impact of so much.
Yeah.
So, our next caller is area code 646. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Great. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
Pretty good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City.
New York City. There you go. You have a homegirl on the line here.
Oh, okay. All right, homegirl. Nice to speak with you.
I'm not the homegirl. That would be Natalie.
Okay. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So my question, because I'm definitely thinking about getting a dog, so I would like to know, when would be a good time? I'm moving, hopefully, in September, and I would love to get a dog. Someone referred me to a Cocker Spaniel-type dog, but I wanted to see if you see me getting, or you have any suggestions of what type of dog I should get?
Good question.
Oh, let me just say that I love that you're asking this question, because so many times people run out and they want to get a dog they think is really cute or really this or really that, and don't look into the personality or the energy or anything like that. So my suggestion to you would be, after you move, when you're settled into your home, and it is your home that you're settled into, then I would start to go to, and I do have to say, I do push the shelters and the homeless animals. I do. And I would go and I would start to look around, because what's funny is we think that we go to these places and we think that we're choosing animals, but what we don't realize is that they're actually choosing us. You know?
Okay.
And I would definitely go in, and I would not limit myself to a small Cocker Spaniel type dog, because I actually am seeing you with a larger one. A short-haired, larger one. So I want to say that I am, but I'm not going to tell you specifics, because if I tell you specifics, that's all you're going to be looking for.
Yeah,
so I do want to
tell
you to just. Yeah, so I do want to tell you, just open yourself up, but feel. Don't go by just breed specific, because sometimes we don't realize that there are some others out there that we would say, oh my gosh, I would have never chosen this one. You know. So definitely keep yourself open. But I would definitely wait. I'm not sure. Are you leaving the city area and going more towards the suburbs?
Yeah, I'm actually moving to New Jersey. Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I was feeling. So I would wait until we move. I would allow myself to get acclimated to the new area. And then I would also wait until the springtime. So I would wait until it's closer to spring.
Okay.
If that's okay. And
that sounds good. And where can I? I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I said good luck with your move.
Thank you. But I wanted to point out to you, where should I start looking? Because a friend of mine told me that I should go to, what did he tell me? He said not to buy the dog, but I should go to like homeless shelter, I mean to a dog homeless shelter or to a pet adoption agency.
You can go to your local shelter. You can look on petfinder.com. I actually have, Petfinder is wonderful. I actually have a mini mastiff. We call her a mini mastiff because she was supposed to be 125 pounds and she's 70, so we're missing the other half of her. But we did get her from a high kill shelter from North Carolina. She was brought up to us, and she was our rescue.
Okay.
So there are many, many rescues out there. And my biggest thing when it comes to getting any animal at all is please, please, please be patient. Wait for the one that makes your heart sing. Because when it makes your heart sing, it will be worth it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Most certainly. Okay. I'm taking your advice wholeheartedly. Okay, so I'll call you guys back later to let you know how I'm doing, okay?
Yes,
awesome.
Please.
Yeah.
And best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome.
Please do.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Again.
Yeah.
You know.
Beautiful.
And I love that you stress the you know, the no-kill shelters. Or the kill shelters.
Yeah,
because of the fact that those animals are in desperate need right now. So thank you for that. My heart
absolutely.
Goes out to every one of them. But, okay. So, Vivian,
I'm just going to say, I'm going to say something just because I've had many cats, but I've never had a kitten before in my life. And I've always gotten the throwaways. And to me, from what other people have even said to me, the throwaways that I call them are just the best cats. I haven't experienced, you know, the other way, but as I say, my throwaways have been just the very, very best cats. So I thought I'd add that in.
I think animals are appreciative. They're very appreciative when you save their lives. They really are.
Yep.
I mean, like us, they're very appreciative. So, get one from a kill shelter before you do anywhere else, I would think. Because,
yes.
You know, at least that's what I would do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Definitely. Yes.
So, sure. Okay, I think we could still take a couple more callers, correct?
Okay,
yes.
So this one, area code 541. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for getting me on. My name is Anna, and I would love a reading on my cat.
Hi, Anna, how are you?
Okay, how are
you?
Can
you hear me, Anna? Good.
Can.
I'm doing well. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you could hear me. Okay. You have a female cat?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm feeling a female energy. I am also feeling like a princess energy. So I feel like when I'm laying there and you're looking at me, I am flapping my tail back and forth. So I do sit there and I do flare my tail back and forth to kind of let you know that I do know that you're watching me and I'm watching you back. This is a long-haired cat, correct?
She's kind of medium hair. She's not very long.
Okay, because I feel like the ongoing joke of you carry her everywhere you go. So I feel like when you leave the house, you have cat hair all over you. And it's on the ongoing joke of you having to get it off before you go to work or before you leave. But even when you think you do, you still find a stray hair here or there. Can you understand that?
Sort of, because I just brush it off with one of those little, what do you call it?
Lint brushes?
I'm constantly trying to get it off of my pants, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm kind of disabled at home, so I'm constantly trying to get it off of my bed or, off of me.
Okay, so, okay, that works for me, though, because you're constantly trying to get it off, but no matter, even if you do leave to go somewhere, you still have it on you kind of thing. And I want to tell you that what we call that, because this is the joke that I'm hearing, and I had it the other day, is that it's not cat hair. It's kitty glitter. So whenever somebody comes to visit you and they say, you have cat hair all over you, be like, no, it's not cat hair. It's kitty glitter. Because I feel like your cat is your companion. She feels like she's your companion, meaning that she stays by your side. She talks to you, too. Is she a meower that has a conversation with you? Can you understand this as well?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out because the meowing is mostly in the kitchen or from down the hall. And sometimes she's getting a little bit obnoxious, and I have to look at her and just say, can you wait, because she'll get underfoot or just demand my attention while I'm in the middle of doing something that I can't pay attention to her.
Absolutely, because she's telling me I talk all the time. I talk all the time, and she tries to shut me down. She doesn't understand that I'm just going to continue talking anyway. She can't shut me down. So I feel like I go on and on and on and on, and that's her personality. She loves to do that because she also says that the way you speak to her and the way you treat her makes her feel like she's understood and loved. So there's something within your words that allows her to feel good about herself, that allows her to feel safe and secure. And she says that she wants to do the same thing for you as well. I feel that she is very demanding with food, though. So I feel like if you feed her at 4 o'clock and it's 4:05, I'm going to let you know you're 5 minutes late. Can you understand that as well?
Well, she has kibble out all the time, but more and more she's asking for treats. So I have some little sample packets of other types of food, so I'll mix it in with her and I'll ask her if she wants treats. But sometimes she's like demanding after I've given her some, she wants more. She's starting to be more and more demanding, where she's been so easy for so long, you know. But it seems to be a kitchen that she's. And can you tell me what she's trying to tell me in there? Because sometimes...
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes as you're talking like, to me, I'm feeling it in. Do you have... And I feel like it's a... And I do not... I'm not a vet. I do not diagnose. I do not prescribe. I have to say that. But I do feel like I am not taking in enough water. Cats are desert animals, so they do not sometimes take in enough water, and they don't get it. And sometimes they get it through their food. So I feel like I'm demanding, especially in the kitchen, because I'm looking for more water. Now, I know that you have water out in a dish for her, but I feel like either wet cat food or what would be even better is water that's moving. So they have cat fountains for cats that the water actually, you plug it in, the water consistently moves. I feel like she needs that because I feel like it's a hydration thing and to ease up the kidneys a bit for her as well. So I feel like it's a double dose thing there, rehydrating her and easing up her kidneys. Not that anything's wrong, not of anything to be concerned, but I think she's just trying to share with you the needing of the necessity of more water or more hydration in her system.
You know, because I have a bowl also in my bathroom, in my bathtub. I don't use my tub, and I have plants in there. So years ago while I was watering the plants, you know, she would jump in the tub and start licking it, you know, if there was overflow. So I started pouring it down the side of the tub, and then it evolved into a bowl in there. And that's her favorite place to go for water, more so than the kitchen. But she's in and out of there all day long, you know. So we have to keep refilling it because they put filtered water in it, you know. So
I would definitely look into the fountain. I would definitely look into the fountain, though. The movement of water causes them to drink more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we need to ease up the kidneys and we need to rehydrate more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then she does this other thing sometimes that, well, there's two things that she's doing. Like late at night, she'll just like go crazy and just run up and down the hallway and make the carpets go, you know, squiggly and you know, make loud noises while she's running. She does like two laps and it's the funniest thing, but you know, she's like all of it. And then she stops. You know, and the other thing she's doing is she'll go to the door to go out, but she won't go out. And then she comes back and, no, she sniffs and she won't go out. So she used to go in and out all the time, and now she's just not wanting to go outside. So I'm just wondering what's going on. There's.
Did you have a dog?
No, I've never had a dog.
So
not here.
You've never had a dog? Because I'm seeing a shadow of like a black lab. So I'm not sure if a neighbor or someone around you had one, because I am seeing a shadow of a dog, and I don't feel like it's a fearful thing, but I feel like there's a shadow of a dog around that she's unsure of. So I'm not sure, even if you listen, I'm not sure how close your neighbors are to you, but even if you listen and see if you can hear barking, but I feel like there's something unknown outside to her that she hears, and that's what's stopping her. So that's what I'm feeling for the outside thing going on. So maybe if you listen, you may hear either a dog barking from a neighbor or a dog barking outside, because I feel like it's a fearful, not that anything happened to her, but of the unknown noise that's outside that she has not experienced before. And then I'm also feeling an older gentleman, older than you, so I feel like a grandfather figure. Can you understand that your grandfather has passed?
Yeah, a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah. It was a long time ago, because I feel like the nighttime thing is actually, your grandfather is actually playing with her. So I feel like it's like a spirit party in a way. So I feel like she's being entertained and played with, and that's why she's running around and making the noises that she's making, because spirit is playing with her, or your grandfather, I feel it is playing with her. So I feel like this is what's going on, and that's what's happening at night. When you hear that, you could ask, you know, Grandpa, please stop playing with the cat. Let's have a break, because I need to sleep a little bit. You know, you could always yell out there to that, but I do feel like it's – go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I think it's funny. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and all of a sudden she'll just take off running. She'll do loop around the couch and down the hall and slide on the little rug at the end and come back back around. She does the same loop twice or two or three times, usually twice.
Yep, gotta and love I do them, feel right? It's like – I feel like it's a party. You know, let's celebrate. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like, where'd she get all this energy when she's been sleeping all day and she's not a kitten anymore? It's like all of a sudden she's a kitten. She doesn't do that with me. She practically trips me up sometimes when I'm standing in the kitchen and I don't know if she's right under my foot, you know, under feet. And she's like, no, I can't afford to fall.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, I hope that helped you. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Well,
gotta love those animals, right? Gotta love them.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I've had this for about 12, 13 years, and she's 15. And she's the Russian blue you were picking up on with the other person.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
But we really, if we want to give, if everybody out there wants to know where to contact Natalie and get more readings. We're going to have to say goodbye to our caller. Thank you so much for calling in. And also allow Natalie to let us know, Natalie, how people can contact you if they want a full reading for their animals themselves.
Absolutely. So, again, I'm on Facebook at Natalie New York Medium. Also, you could email me at natalienewyorkmedium@gmail.com. And you could always message me on Facebook Messenger as well, and I could give you all the information on appointments and readings, and join my animal communication and healing group on Facebook, because it really is lovely, and the more that we have out there, the more that we can do and make a difference, and the more voices that could be out there for the voiceless. So I would definitely appreciate more people to join.
Oh, I'm definitely going to join.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. You're wonderful. I absolutely enjoyed having you. You know, we enjoyed having you on the show. You are a fantastic animal medium. So, with that all being said,
so thank you, Natalie.
Yes, thank you, Natalie, so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all,
and
ladies.
And you're coming back, so we'll just have to.
Oh, great! I'm excited. I can't wait.
What
thank
you.
You.
I'm in.
I appreciate this so much.
Yes,
we love it. Thank you for taking
the
time, to do this.
Yes, thank you, Also, I want to tell our listeners too, if we didn't get to you today, you can always call back in on our next show. You can go to angelpractitioners.com to find out where that is and when it is. And join us again on Tuesday for, you know, the Power of Three. It's going to be an exciting, fun show. So thank you all for listening so much. Thank you, Natalie, for being on. Thank you, Vivian and Fiona, for all that you do.
Thank
I love you,
everyone.
You girls.
Well, thank you, Faye, too.
Yeah. Have a terrific day.
Thank you.
Smile.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Remember to smile. Your smile can change the world.
It's
awesome.
Always a party with spirits. Bye.
Bye, Natalie, Fiona.
Bye, ladies.